be wise. If you walk in the Spirit of God, then you have nothing to be afraid of. We only do what God tells us. We only go where He says, and we only speak what He says. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you. I'm going to talk today about the Spirit of truth versus the spirit of error or deception. Spirit of error, spirit of deception, a spirit of falsehood versus the spirit of truth, right? You know, last Thursday, I want to start off by mentioning something that I said last week at our midweek service. I told you that the Lord had given me a word, and it was a very strong word, and it was a word that I needed to release. And I started off the message last week with that word. And that word was about hearing his word, his voice, being very sensitive to hearing the voice of the Lord right now in this season, in this hour. It was a warning. It was a sound the alarm type of a time, right? Where we need to hear him, because decisions that you make are critical that we make the right ones, right? Now, when I gave you that word last Thursday, I knew in my spirit that it was a word of a wake-up call, a warning that I needed to give to the church. Churches, not just this church, but to the body of Christ at large. And I said that to you all. I gave you that word. You can listen to it again. You can go back to last week's message. But what you need to know is in my spirit, there was such an urgency that as a church, we only do what God tells us. We only go where he says, and we only speak what he says. That's the urgency, to be wise, to wake up, to wake up. That was the word. Now, what I did not know is that I did not know that we had all these riots in LA happening. I found that out later. I did not know about Israel and the war that was starting. And I don't know exactly the timeline, exactly when that all stuff happened. But I do know that I found out after I released that word. The word was not given to me on Thursday. I just released it on Thursday. The word was given to me days before that. And I want to remind you all, because now since giving that word, of course, I've seen a ton of stuff, right? And people are fearful. There is so much fear that's just, and it reminds me of our times back in 2020 when COVID started. It reminds me, it's the same spirit of fear that is just being released. It's the same spirit of fear that keeps people bound in their homes, and that is not God. That is not God. Now, I'll tell you, there is wickedness, absolutely. There's also, that's happening. There are some wicked things that are happening, agendas that come straight from the pit of hell that should not be taking place, that are taking place. Then there are also things that are happening that are completely just blown out of proportion and not true. I'm not saying it's all not true, though. I'm not saying it's all not true. I believe that from the Lord, and this is what the Lord has told me, and this is the apostolic prophetic voice that God has given me to speak and to sound the alarm so that the church doesn't fall and bow down to a demonic spirit, and instead, what they should do is rise up and say, no, we walk in truth. We are not walking in fear. But there are too many people that are walking in fear right now. There are too many people that are walking in fear, and too many people that believe everything that's just, as they scroll, everything, just believing it all, just hook, line, and sinker. There's a lot of fake news, but there's also a lot of real news. I don't believe it's all fake. I believe that there are some innocent people that are suffering unjustly. I do not believe it is all fake. But I believe a lot of it is. It's the same thing that was happening with COVID. It's the same. During COVID, did anybody get sick? Of course. So there was an element of truth. But there was so much hype that it was so blown out of the water that there were so many people buying into the lie. It was a virus. It was a flu. And yes, it was sent from the devil. But isn't all sickness, isn't all diseases, I mean, isn't it all sent from the, it's not sent from God, it's all sent from the pit. It's the same. the hysteria, the hype. It's interesting, when you walk in the Spirit, God will give you the words to speak to people before you even know what's going on. That's the prophet mantle, to speak truth, to sound the alarm so that people understand, okay, I'm prepared. You are prepared. You're equipped to hear God. You're equipped to know. You're equipped to do what God's called you to do and not to walk in fear, not to walk in what the majority tell you. People. We're not going back into this, oh, I gotta stay home. I can't go to church. Of course, we never did that in the first place, but plenty did. Plenty did, though. You know, you are not going back into that mindset. For any of you that did have that mindset, I'm not making you feel bad. I'm just telling you, do not go back into that mindset. God has told, he has shown me that there are some that already have. They're sitting in their homes afraid because of the, listen, if you walk in the Spirit of God, then you have nothing to be afraid of. If you walk in truth, is God able to speak to you every morning as you sit before him and tell you what's about ready to come down that day and give you the direction and say, oh, I know you were going to do this today, but today I need you to go this way. 100%. That's what he does. He directs and he redirects. Yes. Didn't he do that with Joseph? With Jesus's, you know, his earthly father, when Mary and Joseph, and they were on their way, and he just says, no, I want you to go this way instead. But you just said, no, I want you to go here. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you. Amen. The Spirit of God will speak to you. What we need to be is believers that hear God so clearly that we won't move until we do. And we know his still small voice so that even if we don't hear the words, we know the Spirit. So we know what God is telling us to do and how and when and where, every detail. Correct? And so that word that I gave you last week was preparation for what's happening right now, because you're not going to get caught in the tide. You're not going to get caught up in the tide. Listen, we have work to do for the Lord. There's no time to, you know, step back, all these stepping back and just, you know, putting a pause on going to church and putting a pause on the, because we're, for what, for fear? Walk in wisdom, but don't walk in fear. The spirit of truth versus the spirit of error. Today's message goes along with this because we're talking about hearing God and being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. So I'm going to open us up in prayer right now. So Father, I thank you. I thank you for sounding the alarm, alerting the church, waking us up so that we don't fall prey to everything that's around us, but that we walk in wisdom, we walk in truth. Father, we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. Those weapons are not carnal. They're mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. Those strongholds are in our minds. We pull down those strongholds right now. We cast down arguments right now. We cast down any argument going on in your own mind, in minds. I cast them down right now. And everything that would exalt itself against the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, we decree right now that we walk in truth, led by the Spirit of truth. Amen. 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 So let's get into this teaching today. Without the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit. Without the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit, we would not be able to distinguish truth from error. Because we have the Holy Spirit, we can distinguish. We could tell. We could discern what is truth and what is error. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that resides inside of us. Amen? Amen. So the Holy Spirit, some of the roles of the Holy Spirit, he is our defense attorney. He's the best defense attorney. He's our defense attorney. He's our helper. He's our comforter. He comforts us. He gives us that peace. He's our advocate. He's our lawyer. He's our encourager, right? He's our intercessor. He's our protector. He protects us. The Holy Spirit protects you. He's your teacher. He'll teach you what you need to know. He'll speak to you. Let's turn our Bibles to John 14, 15 through 17. I want to read it to you. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth, that's what we walk with, under, and by. The Spirit of truth.
I want to take a moment right now and just thank you for your continued financial support to this ministry and for your faithful partnership in prayer. You know, the Lord is doing amazing things, and I am just at awe at what He is doing, how many souls are being reached for the kingdom because of people like you that have partnered with us. So I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for your continued prayer and your continued support as lives are being reached for the kingdom. It's all for the purposes of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's get back to the teaching.
If you love me, keep my commandments. If we love the Lord, we're going to keep his commandments. We're going to follow after what he says. It says, and I will pray, this is Jesus speaking, I will pray the Father. In other words, I'm going to pray to my Father. I'm going to pray to my God. And he will give us, he has given us another helper, that he, the Holy Spirit, may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth. But then that word goes on to say, whom the world cannot receive. Your unsaved loved ones cannot receive the Spirit of truth. That's why when you tell them about the word, that's why when you tell them a testimony, that's why when you share with them something that God has shown you, they can't receive it. It's like it falls on deaf ears. At best, it falls on deaf ears. That's why there's so much mockery, and you can feel the mockery when you try to tell somebody that's not a Christian something that the Lord is showing you or something that the Lord did, especially if it's a supernatural thing, then there's so much mockery. Why? They can't receive it. They're dead. They're not awake yet. They're not alive yet. It says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him. But you know him. Oh God, we know you. But you know him, for he dwells with you. We know you, Lord. You dwell with us. We thank you that you dwell with us. It says, for you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. He dwells with us and he is in us. That portion of scripture started off about obeying the commandments of the Lord, right? Obeying the commandments of the Lord. When you love God, loving God is what empowers you to obey his word. Loving him. When you love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength, loving God is what equips you to obey him so fully. And that's not something you can do on your own. We yield. We submit. There was a day we just gave our lives to Jesus, and he stepped in, and he taught us how to love ourselves, others, and himself. And then he filled us with that love of God. And then what happens? What happens is he teaches us how to love him. When we love him, we'll obey his commandments. If you love me, you will obey my word. But that's why you'll tell a scripture to somebody that does not know God, and they could care less. They don't love God. They don't go by his word. Our prayer is, oh God, awaken them to the true love of God. Because it's like falling on just a hard heart. Right? So we live in the Spirit of truth. We're told in this portion of scripture here, if you love me, keep my commandments. We know that because we love him, that's what empowers us to walk in the Spirit of truth. Even as I started out, without the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, we would not be able to distinguish between truth or error. We wouldn't be able to distinguish. We wouldn't be able to tell the difference. But because we do have the Holy Spirit, we can tell the difference, all right. My prayer is that there is a heightened distinguishing going on the inside of you. It's heightened. It is so fine-tuned. You are so fine-tuned. I speak it over you in faith. So fine-tuned. Your spirit is so fine-tuned to the Holy Spirit that you know without a shadow of a doubt what truly is of God and what isn't. And you're not taken into deception by your own soulish ways or by someone that you trusted but is really not of God. By someone that claims to be a Christian but isn't. Not everybody that claims to be Christian is. Just because they say, I'm a Christian, doesn't make them one. Just because they might say, hey, I read my Bible, doesn't make them a Christian. They read their Bible. That's great. You know, I told my granddaughter this week, I said, you know a lot of scripture. We've memorized ever since she's been born. She's going to be 8 pretty soon. And I said, for 8 years, we've been focusing on scripture memory, Bible story, Bible story, Bible story, scripture memory. And she's got a lot of scriptures memorized. And I said, and you got a lot of stories, biblical stories that you've understood, you've learned them. And I said, but what we really have to also focus on is our prayer life, your prayer life. I said, unless you have a really strong prayer life, memorizing scripture and understanding the word of God just becomes knowledge. And knowledge puffs up. But love, we know love builds up. Love, because you have a relationship with your Heavenly Father in prayer. And I said, do you stop and pray throughout the day, not just when you go to bed or over a meal, but throughout the day? And this is also a word for all of us, throughout the day, that we pray and we speak to our Heavenly Father throughout the day. And as we do that, our relationship with the Lord will grow. It'll soar. And it is what transforms us from just an understanding and having knowledge to one that really walks in the Spirit of God. Not just that, but your discernment starts to grow. It starts to increase. It starts to increase your discernment. Why? Because you have a prayer life. And the Spirit of truth is filling you in your prayer life. The Spirit of truth, not the spirit of error, the Spirit of truth. For the kids, they have handouts. For the kids that are taking notes, we're still on the top section, the Spirit of truth. We're still there. You know, I'm going to share this, a little bit of this story. This is something that took place a few years ago. And I'm telling you this because I want you to understand discernment. God gives us discernment as his children. Because we have his Spirit. So his Spirit in us is discerning. The more that you are in tune with the Holy Spirit, that you walk with the Holy Spirit, the greater your discernment becomes. So discernment, and then there's discerning of spirits, which is a gift. Discerning of spirits is beyond just discernment. Discerning of spirits is I can tell from a far, far away what spirit that person is operating with without even speaking to them. You discern the spirit, right? And that will grow as you use that more and more. Well, this was someone that used to come here, and she had asked, you know, I want to go to this one place, and this church is far away. There was a big hype about things that were going on over there, and so she says, I want to go. I'm like, you know, okay, you know, I'm not going to say I forbid you, you know. Do I think it's a good idea? No, I don't think it's a good idea. But so she went, and I decided to watch online. As I watched online, I didn't know anything about this church. I knew nothing. All I knew was this. People that professed to be intercessors continually sent me little video clips of this individual and this preacher, and they would send me these clips. There was nothing that they were real short, very short. There was nothing that was alarming in the few things that I saw ahead of time. Anyway, this person goes, but remember, this person used to come here, so it's like she was under my authority, under my leadership at the time. So, of course, I'm going to be concerned and protective, right, for her. And so when she went, I decided I'm at home, and I thought, you know what, I'm done with everything. I'm going to tune in. I'm going to watch. So I watched, not with I'm going to find the wrong things in this thing. Uh-uh. I actually watched because it didn't matter. I was happy for her because I knew what she was looking for something, and I thought, okay, you know, she needs something right now. I knew she needed something. I was actually happy for her. You know how when you go someplace, you're like, oh, it was like a little vacation or whatever. I was happy for her. So I'm watching, and I hope that makes sense. It doesn't feel like it made sense, but whatever. Okay. So as I'm watching online, I'm hearing this person preach, and I'm like, that's off. Okay, that's off. What is he saying? Elevating He was elevating John the Baptist above Jesus. He was elevating angels above Jesus. Yeah, no, it was obvious. And I'm like, and nobody's being alarmed right now. You know, everybody at church, nobody's worried about this. So I was like, oh my goodness, uh-oh, this is not good. So it turns from, I was happy that she was going someplace that I felt like she was like, oh wow, like I really want to go, it's good, all my friends have gone, all this, you know. And it was just kind of like, you know, to, I'm concerned. Oh my goodness, I gave her my okay. Oh no. Then I felt very responsible because I had said, yeah, that's fine, go ahead and go, you know. I felt so concerned. I was like, oh no, Lord, forgive me. I probably should have done my homework. I should have researched. I should have checked this person out more, because I really didn't. Just a couple of clips a couple of people sent me. Anyway, so I'm like, oh no. Okay, first I repented. I'm like, Lord, you know, I repent. Forgive me, Lord. I should have known. And so then I'm watching. Now I'm watching with like this intensity, right? And people were being, you know, highlighted, and certain people come up, and I'm like, he's not going to lay a hand on her. He is not going to lay a hand on her, right? And so he's calling people out. Well, she was there with some friends. He calls them all up. Everybody's fallen over, right? He lays hands. Everybody's fallen over. She and her group of friends all come up, and I'm watching, and I said, you will not touch her. Everybody else, they're not my responsibility. But for the one that was, you will not touch her. You will not lay a hand on her. I'm praying this. I'm speaking this in my home as I'm watching this, right, online. And I said, you will not touch her. I apply the blood of Jesus over her. She will not have your hands laid on her. Okay, so everyone, and she's so open, and she, her spirit couldn't be more open. You know, like, I know when you guys come up here and your spirit is open. I also know when you come up and your spirits are closed, and, you know. And so her spirit was so open, you know, which is like prime candidate for God to just move, right? And so, except for that this wasn't God. And so, yeah, and so, anyway, everyone just falling like flies. He goes to her. He stops, he looks at her, and he walks away. And then I know, and then he like, and I see her face. She opens her eyes. She's like, this couldn't be happening. He walks away, and then he stops, and he goes back. Yeah, he goes back right in front of her. He looks at her. He just turns around. He just walks away. He doesn't touch her. He does not lay a hand on her. Not one hand. I'm like, oh, thank you, God. I'm on the floor on my knees thanking the Lord that he protected her. I'm on the floor literally on my knees thanking God. Wow, Lord, thank you. But I learned such a lesson here today, Lord. You know, like I can't just say yes just because they want to go, you know. I reminded that, you know, pastoring is so much like parenting. Oh, my gosh, Lord. Okay, yes, you're right, you know. And so I'm praising God that he protected her. That night, I speak with her on the phone, and she's telling me how wonderful the whole thing was. She's clueless, completely clueless of anything that was really taking place. And that night, she's telling me how great it was. And I said, yeah, I watched. I watched the whole thing. And she says, oh, really? I said, yeah. She goes, well, I'm so disappointed that he didn't lay his hand. And he didn't pray for me. He didn't lay his hand on me. And I said, okay, I need to tell you something. I said, that's God's protection. That is the Lord protecting you. Because I prayed. I said, oh, no, this man does not have the Spirit of God. I didn't know that when you first asked, and I said, yes, I did not know that. There's such a mixture, such a compromising spirit here that I could not in good conscience just be like, oh, that's fine. No, I took authority and said, anything that is not of God, no way. He's not going to lay his hand on you. And so she's like, what? She got upset. She got upset, and she thought I was operating in the spirit of witchcraft. I'm like, talk about a perversion. Talk about a twist. I'm like, what? No, that's authority, because I saw the wolf in sheep's clothing. Are you kidding me? And do you know that person, she's like, yeah, okay, well, thank you. But, you know, anyway, we hang up the phone pleasantly. Do you know that she would not return my phone call anymore? She just left. She hightailed it out of her. I have not heard from her since. Okay. Let's get back to this individual, the man that was operating. this so-called prophet that would speak to all these women and had so much deception. Hey, I believe in prophets. I know that I am one. I'm not bashing the office. I'm not bashing the office. God gives those gifts to people. I'm not bashing the office. But what I am saying is that people abuse the office. Some people abuse it. That's not acceptable. That's not okay. Because you have the potential to destroy many people. Well, this person that calls, God bless you, that refers to himself as a prophet, and everyone refers to him as a prophet, well, in his church anyway. Oh, it's changing, all right. Because now that's been years. But this same individual now is in just deep trouble. Why? Because it's come out how he is an adulterer, how he has been committing all kinds of adultery repeatedly on his former wife, the current wife, how he has fostered these women under the guise of ministry, but instead he's sleeping with women in his own church, but he's got them so programmed. I mean, this is the man that people have believed every word that he has said because he's very arrogant and prideful. Some of you are shaking your head because you know exactly who I'm talking about. Uh-huh. And so I'm watching. When I watched online that, when she was there in person and I watched online, I never even heard of this man. I did not hear of him. But I watched one segment, one short. It wasn't even the whole message. I watched a little bit and I heard what I heard. That's why we need, and it was lies. It was twisting of truth. It was perversion. It was complete demonic. You know, it was just demonic junk being spewed, not biblical. And we need to know our word, and we need to have discernment. And we need to not only know the word and have discernment, but we need to be able to know how to combat against the lies that are being sent out there. When I stood in the gap and I prayed and I said, oh no, you are not going to touch her. Because at the time, she was one that God had given me to steward. You better believe I'm going to fight for you. You better believe I'm going to protect you. You better believe that I'm going to do what I need to do, what my calling is, to cover in prayer and to plead the blood of Jesus and to ask God for his mercy, but to bind that spirit that would want to come against you. You better believe it. And if somebody thinks that I'm operating in a spirit of witchcraft, well, that's their thing. Then they have to take that before the Lord. Because you know what? That's so twisted. That is twisted. You mean the other way around. You know, I wanted to share that message because it really goes in line with hearing the truth, being led by the Spirit. Because sometimes people believe being led by the Spirit is just this sloppy, like, oh, I'm doing whatever. You know, but they check their brain out at the door. No, in step. In sync. We are led by the Spirit. That means we know the word. And we are faithful to pray. We are faithful to have a relationship with our Maker. And we're yielded so that we walk in truth step by step, giving praise and honor to Him. But hearing, so important that we hear, correct? So in John 14, 17, the Spirit of truth. That's what we want to know. We want to know better and better. Amen? So the spirit of truth versus the spirit of deception. The spirit of error. The spirit of falsehood. Oh, there's a lot of that going on right now. Basically the spirit of the world. What I just read in John 17 says that the world cannot receive the spirit of truth. They cannot because they're blinded. They're blinded by the lies, right? Let's go to 1 John. It says, we are of God. Are we all there? 1 John 4, 6. Okay. So by this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. By this we know. Now we're going to jump up to verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. You are of God. The greater one lives on the inside of us. The greater one. We don't have any reason to fear what the world is trying to dictate or throw our way. No, we are of God. You are of God, little children. That's all of us. We are of God, and we have overcome the spirit of the world. right? Because Christ has. Because he who is in you, which is Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world. That's why they say what they say. That's why you hear. That's why they curse. That's why they innuendos and jokes that are not appropriate and just, you know, things that are just a waste of time, like a waste of breath, honestly. Like, seriously, like, you're not of, this is how we can tell who is of God and who is not. It says, they are of the world, therefore they speak as the world. And the world, it says, hears them. They come in partnership with more of the same. They come in partnership with more of the same. But we're ambassadors for Christ. We're the remnants of God. The majority that we are in is the majority of the Spirit of God. It may seem like a minority, but God in us, the greater one lives in us. We are the remnant of God. So they are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. They multiply in error. The multiplication of lies, it spreads like fire. The multiplication of corruption, it spreads like fire. Verse 6, we are of God. He who knows God hears us. That's why true Christians know who the other true Christians are. I'm going to read that again. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. Do you know God? Then you're going to know that I'm of God. Do I know God? Then I'm going to know that you are of God. If someone was to walk in here that is not of God, because I am of God, I would know that they're not of God. By the spirit of discernment. By the spirit of discernment, of which we need the increase. That's what this is all about. The spirit of truth versus the spirit of error or the spirit of deception. There's way too much deception. When the church doesn't know that fornication is a sin, we got some problems because we have a very weak, deceived church that is really no different than the world but calls themselves Christian. When the church doesn't know that smoking pot, doing things that corrupt your body and corrupt the temple of God, when they don't recognize that's a sin just because the state calls it legal, we have a problem. We have an issue. When the church is okay with homosexual marriages or lesbian marriages simply because they know somebody that is in that lifestyle, and when the church is okay with it because, well, we're supposed to just love, and they're just like friends with them, we have a problem. This is an issue. It's not acceptable. We should know who is of God and who is not. We should know what God approves and what he does not. Just because you're filled with the Spirit doesn't mean you don't have a brain. And it doesn't mean that you don't have the Holy Spirit that leads you into all truth. We are to be led into all truth, not deception. Not deception. And kids, this has nothing to do with age, because you carry the Spirit of God. And for you all, because you have been trained, you've been raised in the church and in strong godly families, you guys know the truth. There will be times that you will be amongst adults that are not acting godly, and some of them won't be of God. They won't even be of God. They will not even be a Christian. But you will be. And you need to understand, the greater one lives on the inside of you. No fear here. The greater one lives on the inside of you. There is no way that what you say or do would be in agreement with them, because you are of a different spirit. You carry the spirit of truth. And they carry the spirit of error, deception, falsehood. The spirit of the devil, not of God, right? But God is with you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? No one, right? So there's no fear here at all. So we are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Amen? Thank you, Lord. And let's look at chapter 4, verse 1. It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. So we test the spirits. We need to test the spirits. Last scripture that I want to give you, it's Galatians 5:25, and it says, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. If we live in the spirit, we're going to walk in the spirit. We're going to let the spirit of God lead us and speak through us. And, you know, people would like to paint a picture that it's such a horrible time to live or scary time to live, but honestly, that's so not true. That is so not true at all. It is the best day to be alive. It is the best day to walk. It is the best day to live because we carry the Spirit of God. Do you know that it is the Spirit of Jesus, which is the Spirit of Jubilee? Do you know that we walk in the Spirit of Jesus, which is the Spirit of Jubilee? Jesus said, in your hearing, I am fulfilled. Everything that you just heard was fulfilled in me today. Jesus said, everything that you just heard, when he was reading, when he went to the temple and he was reading the scriptures, he said, everything that you have just heard was fulfilled in me. It's all fulfilled. The word of God is like this, it's complete in who I am. It's complete in who I am. And so therefore, the spirit of Jubilee, which is the freedom that God has offered unto us forever, not just for a certain season, that freedom is ours. That freedom is literally given to us forever. All debts are canceled. All debts are canceled. Like every place where there has been such a thievery and things stolen from us, from you, it's been canceled. Are we all following what I'm saying? Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to read it to you. You can turn to Luke 4. I'm saying this because I really want you to all know this is the greatest hour to live. Because the fulfillment of Christ is done. So in Luke 4 and 18, Jesus said, when he was rejected, by the way, when he was rejected in his own town, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Oh, they were happy, I'm sure. No, they weren't. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set liberty those who are oppressed. Verse 19, are we all there? Verse 19 says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, to proclaim it. Look at verse 20, at the very end of verse 20, it says, today. Today, not next year or in 400 years. Today, this scripture, what scripture? Everything he just read. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Today, Jesus has ushered us into the Jubilee. We are now free in Christ, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We don't have to wait some Jewish holiday on the calendar when we can now celebrate Jubilee. We are in the time of Jubilee because Jesus ushered it in, right? Don't get into this religiosity that actually just cripples you and puts chains back upon you. It puts chains back upon you. No, Jesus actually set his bride free. We are actually free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And so because he's already purchased that freedom, and he says the year of Jubilee, and if you understand the Old Testament, like every 50 years, you know, and they would walk, it took 50 years. 50 years. Some of you want to get one. Maybe some of you will get two of those. But we get every day is a day of jubilee for us that understand Jesus to be our Savior, our Lord and our Savior. Freedom. But it's not just for a year. It's forever. That freedom is eternal. You understand the Jewish law, and you understand it was not forever. It was temporary. But ours is forever. Our freedom in Christ is forever. Once and for all. That's why Jesus said it is finished. When he hung on the cross, his arms were nailed to the cross. He said, it is finished. Everything we need is found in him. Everything. Truth is found in him. We're going to walk in the spirit of truth. We're not going to be taken by deception or even truth. Even things that are true. But God is still saying to you, I don't want you to come under the spirit of it. Because even if certain things are true, and like I said, certain things are, that doesn't mean that the whole overarching spirit is correct. It's still a spirit of fear that's trying to be released. It's still a spirit of control that's trying to take root again. But I think many people are wisened up to what has happened in the past, and many are not going to fall for that same old, same old. Do you understand what I'm saying? Walk in wisdom, but don't walk in fear. Walk by the Spirit of God and make sure that you hear him. Make sure that you listen to him and that you slow down if you need to slow down, because every decision counts. It's important. Amen.